Parshas Bo is such a packed parsha, from Makas Arba to Makas Choshech to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the halachos of Karban Pesach with all its details, and finally Makas Bechoros and Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to focus on one thing in the parsha, something that we were told to do before we left Mitzrayim. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael as follows, Daver na ba'aznei ha'am, v'yishalu ish me'es re'ehu, v'isha me'es re'usa, klei chesef uklei zahav. Tell the people to ask the Mitzrayim for their gold and silver. But one second, the Pasuk says ish me'es re'ehu. Rea is a friend. Why is the Pasuk calling the Mitzrayim our friends? Are the Mitzrayim our friends? Later on in the parsha, when they actually carried this out, in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Pasuk says, Uvnei Yisrael asu kedvar Moshe, vayishalu mimitzrayim klei chesef, uklei zahav usmalos, and then the next Pasuk goes on to say, vahashem nasan eschein ha'am, v'enei mitzrayim vayash ilom, vayinatzlu es mitzrayim. Uvnei Yisrael did as Moshe said, and they asked Mitzrayim for gold and silver and garments, and Hashem gave the nation chayin in the eyes of Mitzrayim, and they gave them what they asked for, and they cleaned out Mitzrayim. On the words, Uvnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe, Rashi says, Sha'amar lahem b'mitzrayim, v'yishalu ish me'es re'eho. Why does Rashi have to tell us that? The Pasuk goes on to say, v'yishalu mi'mitzrayim. In other words, why does Rashi tell us that they did it? It says straight out in the Pasuk that they did it. The Vilna Gaon asks this question, and he explains what Rashi is teaching us. The Vilna Gaon says that when the Pasuk says Re'ehu in the initial command, it can't be referring to the Mitzrayim. The word Re'ehu refers to fellow Jews, definitely not to Mitzrayim. The Vilna Gaon says that before they could ask the Mitzrayim for their possessions, they had to first ask their fellow Jews. In other words, they had to do chesed ish im Re'ehu with each other. Through that, they created an Olam Chesed Yibaneh. That outpouring of Chesed brought about that Vahashem Nasan Eschein Ha'am Be'enei Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrayim themselves gave over their possessions to the Yidden so graciously. That's what Rashi is coming to teach us. Rashi explains that they did Kedvar Moshe, Sha'amar Lahem B'Mitzrayim V'Yishalu Ishmei Esrei'ehu. Only after they did Chesed with each other, with Re'ehu, only then did Hashem enable them to clean out Mitzrayim by giving them chayin in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer explains that this achdos and this chesed was actually their ticket to leave Mitzrayim. The whole geula came about because they had achdos and helped each other. The geula was first set into motion when Moshe Rabbeinu paid attention to the suffering of his brothers. The Pasuk says, Vayar b'sivlosam, he saw their suffering and he wanted to do something about it. And when Hashem saw that Moshe was no seba'ol, that's when Hashem started the process that would eventually bring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the geula from Mitzrayim began with the chesed of Moshe Rabbeinu and culminated with this chesed of Vayishalu ishmei esrei'ehu. Chesed. It's the ticket to El Geula. We see from here that the way we act towards others can affect the world. And chesed is not just doing what comes our way, it's the thought process involved, being no se ba'ol and thinking about what I can do to help someone else. Rav Kalman Krohn was nifta recently. He was a genius in doing chesed for others and in coming up with ways to do chesed. For example, he called the Israeli government to find out the names of Jewish soldiers, mostly not from, who died in all of the Israeli wars from 1948 until that day. Then he went and he paid people to learn Mishnayos and to say Kaddish for the neshama. He wanted to do something for the neshamas of those Jews who had died in battle. That's true chesed shel emes, and it involved creative thinking. What can I do for someone else? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're able to look beyond ourselves and help out someone else, even when it's difficult for us. That gives him tremendous nachas. And that makes Hashem want to work things out for us. The way we act towards each other can affect the world. And I see that all of you at Elite or Elite Rise have this opportunity too. Just reading from your website says it all. It's the venue to gather together as a group to strengthen, inspire, and enjoy each other's company. Ish Esrei'ehu Yomar Chazak. What a beautiful goal. May you continue to gather together with Achdus to strengthen, inspire, and enjoy each other's company, and may that achdus serve as a ticket to our geula. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen.